Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With love for the underdog, many treat me like the wonderful.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, baby. A man who's joined us before, he joined us before his official visit to Memphis. He joins us now after an official visit to Memphis. His name is Lester Quinones, 2019 four-star shooting guard at IMG Academy in Florida. And we all know the story now, listeners. Memphis wants him. They want him bad. He joins us now. Lester, how are you, man?
What's going on? Everything's going well.
Listen, how did it go? That's the first question. How'd the visit go? We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you. How did it all play out?
Oh, it was just a great visit overall. The fans were very overwhelming and welcoming. Never really experienced the fan base as well as that. So it was just a very great experience. My parents loved it. I loved it. And it was just great.
Was it just the fact that they knew who you were and they were asking to take pictures? I mean, what was it that was so different in terms of the fans?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, from how crazy they were on social media to – how great they were in person, as far as from young kids all the way up until alumni, people as old as my grandmother. And it's just the age range was just ridiculous. Everyone was so welcoming and loving and everything, and it was just a great experience.
Dude, I saw you taking pictures with, like, you know, different families out in front of FedEx Forum. Did you expect Memphis to know you like it did during the visit, fans like that to walk up and know who you were?
Usually on a visit, I expect them to know who I am, but it was just the massive amount of people who knew who I were, who knew who I was just crazy.
How many? I got you.
Just from taking pictures to signing stuff to people, just crowds walking by, just chanting my name, is just a very great experience.
How many games were you able to attend, Lester?
I went to two of them.
What did you think of just that, of the crowd there, of the energy there, you know, the building? You know, what did you think of all of that?
It was just very, very, very amazing and loud in there. The second game was crazy because it was actually a close game. And I don't even think they were close to selling out, but it was just ridiculous, the atmosphere inside of there. It was just erupting with energy and everything. And my parents loved it, and I loved it, so it was just great.
In terms of the things that you and your parents wanted to know on the visit, what was y'all's number one question, you know, and how did Memphis do in answering that priority question for you?
Me and my dad had two different approaches to it, so really my dad just tries to get out to a game and just see the coach's coaching style and how he coaches the players and stuff like that. My dad really enjoyed watching Penny coach and stuff like that. And my main focus is just sitting down with the head coach, which is Penny, and just talking with him about how he's going to use me at the next level, and just his relationship with me, and how much he really needs me and wants me. And he really addressed how he really wants me to come and stuff like that, and how with the recruiting class that he's trying to get, it's just going to be – I'm just the main piece that's missing right now for him, you know. Mm-hmm. He's just talking how I'm a main priority for him.
Now, obviously, we know you have taken visits. Would you say that the atmosphere at Memphis, the game atmosphere, everything you saw, would you say that was the best one you've taken in yet?
Yes.
Gotcha. That was.
That conversation with Penny, you talked about him sort of laying out how you fit in. Can you share with us a little bit of it? You know, wing guy going to come in right away. This team needs shooting, we know. Can you talk a little bit about what you all talked about?
He just really spoke about really using me at the point guard spot a little bit of the game, and as well as on the wing, and just him just talking about how he was at an elite level in the NBA, just helping me reach my goal there and just showing me the tips that he has there for me, as far as the reads off the ball screen, just having a dominant big like James being there, just how I could just shoot up and just he'll just help me get to where I want to be.
Yeah, that staff's all about versatility. I know they see a lot of that in you. I saw you congratulate James Wiseman yesterday on his Gatorade Player of the Year award. How tight are you guys? How tight have you gotten compared to where you were, say, a month or two ago?
Well, now that's my guy now, so we're really close now. So he's just been hitting me every single day, texting me every day, and our relationship has just came closer and closer. So I feel like we have more of a stronger relationship now.
What about Precious, Lester? How tight are you guys? We've wondered that here in Memphis, and now that we've got you on, that's obviously another guy that Memphis is looking at. You guys tight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thought so.
I've been playing with him probably since about seventh grade. So he's one of those guys that kind of grew up with into this basketball thing. Just been with him this whole time, playing on the same team, AAU every single year. Playing with him in high school last year. So our relationship is really tight, and we talk sometimes about it too. Teaming up next year.
How many schools in common do you and Precious have in terms of your lists?
I think it's about three or four.
Gotcha. How much have y'all talked about Memphis specifically?
We talk about it a lot. We were actually supposed to just do the visit together, but I forgot something happened. But we were just talking about doing the visit together.
Lester, we feel like we have to straighten this out in Memphis, brother. Who was the fool that kicked you out of the Chick-fil-A line so we can go take care of it for you, brother? What happened there, and tell us who the fool was.
I was with Derek, so we were pulling into the lot, and we had to make the game at 1 o'clock, so the line was like wrapped around the parking lot. So we had waited there for about 10 minutes. Then he felt like it would be quicker if we just went inside and got it. So he like kind of pulled the car to the side and walked inside, and then the line was even longer there. So he just came right back out, got back in the car, and just went back to where we were in line. Like the car let us back in where we were in line. And then we waited in line again for like another 10 minutes. And once we got up to the window, they were just like, we can't take your order because you guys cut the line. And I'm just like, what?
Lester,
I've never heard anything like that.
Lester, we love Chick-fil-A around here, but we're going to have that worker fired right here after the show, brother. We're going to take care of that. Yeah, we're going to take.
Well, it's suspended. Suspended.
Maybe it's just suspended. Maybe just timetable. Lester, you got a couple more visits in terms of opportunity. What do you think is the timetable in terms of when you might make a decision?
Well, I'm just going to probably take my last two officials and then make a decision probably around mid-April, maybe the start of April, somewhere around there.
Who gets those last two visits? Have you decided on where else you will go?
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Gotcha. And then have to ask you, obviously, because I know you have a good relationship with assistant coach Mike Miller. You know, he has become a popular guy around this time of year. His name has been brought up for UNLV, for example. Have you had a conversation with Mike Miller about him being at Memphis? And if so, what has he kind of told you?
My relationship with Mike has just been great these last couple of months. He's been down to see me about five or six times, and it's just almost the same approach that Penny gave me, just him being at that elite level in the NBA, one of the best shooters at the time, is just great with helping me get to where I want to be. So the same thing he's saying, he's just saying if he could get his hands on me, tighten up a little bit of my flaws and stuff like that, he could make me into someone who's going to be at the elite level that he was at.
Lester, man, this was awesome. We
man,
appreciate
thank
the
you
time
so much
as
for
always.
This, brother.
Mm-hmm.
He is Lester Quiñones, four-star guard that is considering the University of Memphis. So interesting stuff there. Obviously loved the visit. Said the game atmosphere at Memphis, was the best that he's experienced, the best one that he's taken in.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd read where Michigan is in the mix for a visit. I know he didn't say it there, and I don't know. Obviously, they don't have that down in stone or slated yet. But it's one of those other seven schools that were on the list. Michigan. I just wonder if he'll make a trip there. You always want to be the last one.
No doubt.
So it's a little bit discouraging to hear that he's going to take those other. Sounds like he's going to take two other ones.
Yeah.
The last two he's got.
Yeah, and he's just doing his due diligence. But, I mean, to me, it couldn't be.
Clearly in the lead because you were the best he's seen.
Couldn't be more obvious, you know, that he just really loved the environment at Memphis. You know, Precious Achiuwa, like I've been telling y'all, you know.
So that's a combo deal. I'm sure they're saying we need both of y'all, right?
Yeah.
They're telling one and the other.
You know, we talked about this at length yesterday on the show, you know, why Memphis feels like it's in good shape for Precious and Lester.
Because
I think you just heard it.
There, yeah.
You just heard those guys have been playing together since they were in the seventh grade.
They know each other well.
You know, so obviously that was that's good to hear.
That's good to hear
if you're a Memphis fan.
It's LSU, Memphis, Maryland. There's the Michigan, Georgia, Ohio State, Indiana.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if Michigan gets one of those visits, he's got two more that he can take. Everybody gets five official visits. We'll see what happens. I feel good about where the relationship is right now. But that's the thing. It doesn't sound like he's committing anytime soon.
Yeah, he said, you know, maybe the beginning or middle April. So he's still kind of going through the process. There's
at least
no question
a few more
about
weeks,
it.
Yeah.
But you got to like where Memphis is at.
In the lead.
In the recruitment, no question about it. All right, we'll come back. Michael Smith is going to join us. We will talk to him at 1 o'clock about the new AAC media rights deal. Lots to get to with him. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.